This is Jasper. Clifford Brown died at age 25 in 1956 on what used to be called the Pennsylvania Turnpike, traveling with the leader of the band he was working with, which was led by Max Roach Quintet. Three musicians died in that crash. Clifford Brown was interesting. We hear his son sometimes on the radio. His son is Clifford Brown Jr. Plays no instrument. Let you know this from in front. Interesting thing about Clifford Brown is that he used no substances. He didn't drink, he didn't smoke dope, he didn't shoot dope. None of that. Music was his narcotic, if you have to use that kind of metaphor. And he was just an incredible player. And you hear it even now, you know, more than half a century later, you'll feel a visceral response to his playing, which takes me back to my long-standing contention that we are spiritual beings. We are essentially divine. And what we're doing when we write poetry, we play music, or paint, or dance, any of these things that we arbitrarily call the arts. Remember, our ancestors didn't have this word. Everybody made quilts, blankets, danced, sang, and did all these things that we specialize in. No, we are projecting something that is unclassifiable, and it really is a spirit that lets you know that we are eternal, really. Sounding like a Unitarian minister. Stop that. But this is a sonnet from Clifford Brown called Brownie Eyes. He also was a Muslim. He became a Muslim, then he left, and then he came back again, according to his son. Did that trip twice, as Clifford Brown. So at 25, it's all over. And we love that of our jazz people, that they die early. You know, Big Spider back dead at age 27, or something like that. For some reason, we think that they're all the greater for it. And I came along with a generation that thought you had to die and destroy yourself, because in my teen years, I watched Dylan Thomas, you know, die young, James Dean, Charlie Parker, they all just were gone. And you got the idea that if you lived past 40, something was wrong with you. You know, you didn't really have it together. Brownie Eyes. That's one of the songs. The chance you took on going for the high, deep playing gives paid off. No highball, please. No coke, no speed, no smack, no reefer. Sky. From sky back down to earth and back, you breeze, aware of nothing but the joy it took to coast along. A spirit moving out, Islamic, cosmic, writing your own book. You played your heart out, Clifford Brown. Your shout of flower blossomed from a thorn, reached clean across the world. Rahsaan got up and walked, he said. He had no choice. You had to meet it, every note you breathed. You tiptoed, stalked the naked meaning of a song, and then you clothed and held it. Nothing wasted, nothing loathed.